This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got lots to talk about this hour. You can call us. You can comment. You can offer a question. Have a medical dilemma deciphered for you. And before we get to phone calls, in the news this week, lots and lots of controversy over whether to open up the schools this fall. Some people are locked down hawks. They're saying that no way, no how should we have a bunch of sniffly-nosed kids transmitting coronavirus to adults and then disseminating it into the population, that the schools are danger zones for teachers and ultimately for parents and for the community. And I have to say, I was pleased to learn of Governor Cuomo's decision last week here in New York to authorize school openings for all districts in New York State. The article's in the Wall Street Journal. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says all school districts in the state are authorized to reopen. That doesn't necessarily mean that all school districts will reopen. Say there are certain hot spots or areas of concern, and you know they've got local control and they're authorized to keep the schools closed or to limit attendance in the schools. But at the very least, there won't be a statewide edict that schools need to remain closed. And you know the old saying, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. New York, New York. Well, it's a state, I think, which has a lot of impact on public opinion across the United States. And notwithstanding the fears of some of these lockdown hawks, I think it would be catastrophic for kids to lose more educational ground and for adults and parents to experience a continuing burden of childcare, which ultimately prevents the economy from normalizing. And, you know, the kids are going to go nuts. They're going to be bored. They're going to fall behind. And the parents, in turn, are going to go nuts. And so it's a good thing. Plus, I think the governor has an ulterior motive, because if they enforced a lockdown, affluent New Yorkers would be fleeing the state in droves to more school-lenient states. It's already happening. You know, I have friends and colleagues. And I talked to them, and some of them are literally abandoning their homes in New York City to leave for more lenient states, thus ultimately gutting New York's tax base, because if they can afford to move, they're probably affluent enough to pay a lot of taxes. It's already happening, especially in New York City, and Governor Cuomo needs to staunch the bleeding. But, you know, I got to say, I'm not one of those who blandly states kids can't get it. That, I think, is a gross misrepresentation. In fact, the science remains controversial. To show you how confusing it is, let me cite a couple of studies that came out this week. There's a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association that's giving the lockdown hawks a cause for worry. It's got the bland title of Distribution of Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome Coronavirus 2 Reverse Transcriptase Polymerase Chain Reaction Amplification Cycle Threshold Values from nasopharyngeal swabs collected from patients with coronavirus disease. Okay, what they're saying here, in essence, is they looked at kids less than 5, 5 to 17, and greater than 18. And they did nasal swabs. And what they found, to their horror, was that children younger than 5 years with mild to moderate COVID-19, in other words, they may have had minimal symptoms, just like a cold, but they had very high amounts of viral RNA in their nasal passages compared with older children and adults. So what this is stating is that not only do kids not get it, that's a double negative, not only do kids get it, but they carry it at higher levels. The virus propagates in their nasal passages, and they say thus young children can potentially be important drivers of SARS-CoV-2 spread in the general population, blah, 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 blah. So that, you know, is making a lot of folks scared. And they're saying, what are you kidding? Open up the schools? The kids are like little petri dishes for the virus. But here's a study. It came out the very self-same week in a different journal. This one came out in The Lancet. So these are, it's like, you know, Ford and General Motors. You know, these are the two big, big medical journals. On the one hand, you've got JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association. On the other hand, you have Lancet in terms of international impact. Headline, COVID-19 study in Australia confirms low transmission in educational settings. So here they're looking at something different. They're not looking at how much virus is in the nasal passages of these kids. They're looking at the actual spread. So it's fine you say, theoretically, there's a lot of virus in the nasal passages of kids. That suggests that they might be more infectious, but are they really more infectious in a real-world setting? And this is a real-world setting. It's in what's called New South Wales, which is the part of Australia that's very populous, where Sydney is located. And they said in the study, the rate of COVID-19 transmission, by the way, this comes to us just this week. It's just a brand new study. The rate of COVID-19 transmission in New South Wales educational settings was extremely limited during the first wave of COVID-19. Research findings published today in The Lancet and Child and Adolescent Health have shown. They looked at a detailed analysis of spread in 25 educational settings, 15 schools, 10 childcare settings. And what they found is that COVID-19 transmission in schools appears to be considerably less than that seen for other respiratory viruses such as influenza. So, you know, when the flu makes its rounds, it spreads very rapidly in childcare settings. And we tolerate that. We don't lock down those settings. And you know, I can't remember any time where they've even had kids and teachers wear masks in those settings. You know, people may, use a little Lysol or, you know, Clorox wipes on surfaces. But, they say, you know, it's the flu. Yeah, that's what happens. So they say this supports the previous findings that COVID-19 transmission in educational settings can be kept low and manageable in the context of an effective pandemic response that includes contact tracing and quarantine and temporary school closures for cleaning if someone is found to be infected. So, look, they're not saying let her rip. They're saying, you know, let the schools open with appropriate precautions, lots of cleaning and swabbing and keeping kids in pods and maybe scheduling them so that they don't admix. And then test the teachers, test the kids periodically. And if there's an outbreak, okay, fine, close the school. You know, keep the kids home. You know, then try to extinguish these embers of infection. But otherwise, we should open schools back up. And, you know, I side with the people who say, let's do it, because the kids have fallen far behind enough. And it's also it's a social justice thing, too, because the very self-same kids who are most in need of schooling are the ones who are going to be left behind because they have less good electronics at home. They have fewer opportunities for tutoring. and parental interaction. Rich parents are sending their kids to private schools, sometimes out of state. They cross the border to another state that's more permissive. Or they are organizing their own educational pods. They're hiring out-of-work teachers to come and tutor their kids in small groups. And this is creating an even greater gulf between the rich and the poor and the advantaged and the elite. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? Living with pain can cause depression, overeating, anxiety, loss of sleep, and low quality of life. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposome technology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It contains powerful antioxidant properties and plant-based curcumin used to possibly reduce inflammation and block proteins that trigger swelling and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com. That's future, P-H-A-R-M. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Get free shipping on all of your orders at MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And even if you miss the opportunity to call during our broadcast, you can call us 24/7 and you can record a question, as did this listener. Let's hear her.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. How much vitamin K and what type of vitamin K should a 72-year-old female take who has been diagnosed definitely with osteoporosis, a little artery problem? So I am taking it with some calcium and whatever, but I'm getting confused on what the dosage and what type of vitamin K to take. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay. Well, so first of all, you know, what is vitamin K? Well, vitamin K, the name vitamin K, comes from the German for Coagulation or coagulation. I took German in high school and college. And in German, a C becomes a K, and hence Coagulation. It actually helps to coagulate the blood, because without vitamin K, you would simply bleed out. Now, that doesn't mean that if you take vitamin K, you're going to have too many blood clots. It doesn't thicken the blood dangerously. It just prevents you from having, in essence, what's equivalent to hemophilia, which is a bleeding disorder where you can't clot your blood effectively. And there are two types of vitamin K. There's vitamin K1 and there's vitamin K2. Vitamin K1 you get from fresh fruits and vegetables, and it may be helpful in immunity. It may be helpful in cancer prevention. But it doesn't do that much for bones. It's the vitamin K2 that actually helps transport calcium effectively towards the bones and, interestingly, away from the arteries. It has a regulatory function on calcium metabolism such that you get your calcium stored in your bones where it belongs, and you keep it away from your arteries. Kind of a crossing guard for calcium. Steers it in the right direction. But the type of K2 that is most effective is something called MK7. And you can get MK7 from a dietary source, which is called natto. It's a Japanese fermented soybean product. And it's not that easy on American palates. It is something which I find, you know, I can enjoy it. But you get a lot of vitamin K production in the fermentation process for natto. You can also get vitamin K in cheese, hard cheese. And that may account for what's called the Dutch paradox, wherein they consume lots and lots of cholesterol and saturated fat with the cheese that they produce. They're, you know, really internationally famous for their cheeses. But they have a low incidence of cardiovascular disease, perhaps because of the vitamin K2 that they get from hard cheeses and fermented cheeses. You're not going to get so much from cottage cheese. You're going to get more from those aged cheeses. So when it comes to the type of vitamin K you should be taking for osteoporosis prevention, it's MK7, and there are a lot of products that incorporate MK7. The amount is anywhere from 150 to 100 micrograms per day, and there are a lot of products that are 90 or 100 micrograms per capsule, so you would take one capsule twice daily. That's what I recommend to our patients with osteoporosis, and you can do quite well with that. Okay, if you want to reduce stress and get better sleep, you know, we just talked last hour with Amy Brannon, who is a founder of Nuvana, which makes the Zen device. The Zen by Nuvana is an effective non-drug solution to help reduce stress and get better sleep. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus naturally. I've tried it. It really works. It's a state-of-the-art device that connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve. That's a major communication pathway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. Choose from a variety of signal patterns to find what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective, and for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine bundle. For more information and to order, go to nuvanalife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A. nuvanalife.com/Hoffman. Stress less, focus more, sleep better electronically. The Zen by Nuvana. Okay, when we return, a couple of interesting stories. We're going to talk about the link between macular degeneration and susceptibility to COVID-19. Also, a study that challenges our current approach to lowering cholesterol with powerful cholesterol-lowering drugs. Is it worth it? 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magaroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. O'Hara's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And they're discovering something very interesting about COVID-19. There are certain conditions which predispose to more serious complications and death. And we know what some of those conditions are. They include overweight, simple obesity, hypertension, diabetes, and now a new study suggests that yet another condition is linked with a high risk of getting very sick and dying of COVID-19. And that condition is macular degeneration. It's very interesting because, and I've studied the genetics of macular degeneration. There is something in our genetic makeup that puts us more or less at risk of macular degeneration. And for some people, it's really quite strong. It is something that occurs more often in Caucasian women with blue eyes, for example. It's not that African-Americans with brown eyes are exempt, but statistically, there are racial differences in susceptibility. And also, there are certain genes, and you can actually analyze these genes with a simple saliva test. We're now doing this in my practice, that can determine whether someone is at risk for macular degeneration. Well, the important genes that put people at risk for macular degeneration have something to do with the complement pathway. And the complement pathway has to do with bleeding and inflammation in the body. Complement proteins work a bit like antibodies and help eliminate pathogens by sticking to viruses and bacteria and marking them for destruction, which sounds good. But complement can also increase coagulation and inflammation in the body. And when unchecked, you get cytokine storm, and the results can be quite detrimental. And so they say that the new coronavirus might drive this complement pathway into a hyperactive state. So how bad is it if you have macular degeneration? Well, in one series at Columbia here in New York, among 11,000 COVID patients who came to the hospital. So this is patients who, you know, were pretty sick. The researchers found that over 25% of those with age-related macular degeneration died. That's a very, very disturbing death rate compared with an average death rate of 8.5%. Now, just keep in mind, we're not talking about for the overall population. For the overall population, the death rate from COVID-19 is probably way south of 1%. But when people come to the hospital for care, on average, their mortality rate is 8.5%. And if you have macular degeneration, it goes up to 25%. 20% of the patients with macular degeneration required intubation. They needed breathing assistance. So got to look to macular degeneration as a risk factor. And, you know, when we decide, you know, who's going to obey the lockdown with a little more stringency, maybe, you know, if we're looking to teachers or healthcare workers, people who have macular degeneration, even if they're not diabetic, hypertensive, or obese, they might need to exercise greater caution. And also, if they get admitted with COVID-19, maybe more aggressive treatment with anti-inflammatories and blood thinners might be in order. If you're suffering from frequent fatigue, well, here's an answer. The only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness
or simply being run down. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It repairs mitochondria. And the mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cells. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. And it's available in ProPax Gold, a complete vitamin and mineral formula that's your one-stop shop for all your antioxidants, and it includes omega-3s. But if you want to just keep your favorite multi and still harness the power of NT Factor alone, there's Youthful Energy, the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure, higher potency NT Factor. I've been taking NT Factor for years. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPax and Youthful Energy at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Order direct. Call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to their new website. They're very proud of it, so check it out. NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com. All right, there's a very, very interesting article on cholesterol and the use of drugs to lower cholesterol. And it's generating a lot of controversy in BMJ, formerly called British Medical Journal. They just abbreviated it to BMJ. It's a very big and important medical journal. And it's by a bunch of authors, including Asim Malhotra, who is a real outspoken critic of our efforts to target cholesterol as a way of reducing cardiovascular disease. And it's a very well done review of 35 studies that look at the impact of various drugs to lower LDL cholesterol. LDL cholesterol seems to be considered the bad guy. So if you have a high LDL cholesterol, they want to lower it. And the theory is that if you lower it by various means, and there are three basic types of drugs that lower LDL cholesterol. They're the statin drugs, and there are a whole raft of them. There's also something called Zetia or ezetimibe, which prevents the absorption of cholesterol. And then there are these new PCSK9 inhibitors, which are expensive designer drugs, injectable, and they can lower cholesterol like 100 points. They can just knock the tar out of your cholesterol, but they're expensive, and so the question is, are they cost effective, you know, and is it worth it to take them? So this guy, Dr. Malhotra and his colleagues, reviewed all these studies, 35 studies, and they found some interesting things. They found that, and I'm looking at, they list all the studies here. Here's a study of pravastatin 40 milligrams per day. It reduced cardiovascular disease, but there was no mortality benefit. So that's interesting. It's like, okay, you reduce the risk of heart disease, the major cause of dying, but ultimately, was there any benefit in terms of did people live longer? And the answer is no. Same thing for lovastatin. No. Same thing for another prevastatin study. No. Another Lipitor study. No. In terms of mortality benefit. A Lipitor study. No, 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 no. Very few studies show a mortality benefit. In other words, do these drugs reduce the risk of dying? Some of the drugs reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease, which is the basis for their approval. I mean, that's if a drug reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease by 10 or 20%, it gets approved. But in these studies, they don't make you live longer or reduce the risk of dying from other causes. So they say here, we have retrospectively analyzed the results of 35 randomized controlled trials, and they came up short. What in the heck is going on here? They also say something interesting here is that there's a study of people who are classified as statin candidates based on their risk scores. In other words, they had risk factors that made it plausible for them to get statin drugs. 44% of them,
in something called the MESA study were found to have zero coronary artery calcium scores. So that's almost half of them. They were told that they needed to go on statins, but it turned out they had zero coronary artery calcium scores. So there's a real discordance between cholesterol. And I've always said this. People call up, they're in a panic, they have high cholesterol, they're told they need to go on a statin. Because if you had a coronary artery calcium score test, a DBT heart scan or a CT scan of your coronary arteries, and they say no. And I go, you need to get that test because it may be that you have a lot of plaque, but it also may be that you have virtually no plaque, in which case it's a total waste of time for you to be on a cholesterol-lowering drug. They say here, decades of randomized controlled trials of LDL cholesterol reduction have failed to demonstrate a consistent benefit. Considering that dozens of randomized controlled trials of LDL reduction have failed to demonstrate a consistent benefit, we should question the validity of the cholesterol theory. They also say that there's some studies here that show that very modest reductions of LDL produced cardiovascular benefits, while other drugs that really lowered LDL cholesterol dramatically did not show benefits. So usually, if you want to prove the drug is effective, there's this principle in pharmaceutical medicine, which is if a little bit of the drug helps a little bit, a lot of the drug should help more. Well, that's not the case in many of these studies, is that you get a little protection with a little bit of the drug, but a lot of the drug doesn't give you added protection. They also cite something called the Minnesota Coronary Experiment, which is a 4-year-long randomized control trial of a low-fat diet with almost 10,000 subjects. They found that there was a 13% reduction in total cholesterol. So great, you know, that low-fat diet lowered the cholesterol. But there was actually an increase in death rate and cardiovascular events. So what's up with that? And a trial of Zetia, which is one of the drugs that lowers cholesterol that's now recommended, they found there was no mortality benefit of Zetia. There was a reduction in cardiovascular events, but what did that translate to? Well, there's something called number needed to treat, which means how many patients do you need to treat to get to prevent one cardiovascular event. They said that 55 out of 56 patients would have to be treated with Zetia for 6 years to save one patient from a cardiovascular event, even though their LDL levels were significantly reduced. So that means that 55 out of 56 patients on Zetia attained no benefit, even though their cholesterol was dramatically lowered. So, they say that despite the widespread use of statins, there's been no accompanying decline in the risk of cardiovascular events or cardiovascular mortality. In fact, there's some evidence that statin usage may lead to unhealthy behaviors that may actually increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. That's called moral license, which means I can eat this or I don't need to exercise because I'm taking a statin or another cholesterol-lowering drug. And it's just a very, very powerful critique of our whole approach to cardiovascular prevention with drugs and the failed low-fat diet. It's in the British Medical Journal. We'll provide a reference for you when we summarize our program. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And even though our time is limited on today's program, you can use that number to call and record a question anytime you like, 24/7, as did this caller.
I sprinkle turmeric from the spice rack I buy at the store on all my foods, or a lot of my foods. Is that a good idea to get turmeric like that? Thank you.
Okay. Well, turmeric is a very interesting compound because it has anti-inflammatory effects and it has anti-cancer effects, and it may have brain protective effects. In fact, some studies have suggested that in parts of India where they consume lots of curry, there's an unusually low rate of Alzheimer's disease. Now, there's a lot of things going on there, and it may be that many of the factors involved in the lifestyle of Indians help to prevent them from developing Alzheimer's. But studies with turmeric used as just a spice have suggested that it The problem is that it's good, but it's just not that bioavailable. It's just not absorbed that well. It doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier that well, and we really want it to get to the brain. And, you know, when we're dealing with inflammatory conditions like arthritis, we want it to get it, to the joints. And so more and more, they're looking at isolating the compounds within turmeric, like curcumin and curcuminoids, and there are actually several types of curcuminoids with various properties that are sort of the business end of turmeric. Now, turmeric is fine. You know, use it on your food liberally. It tastes good, and there's definitely some benefits. But if you really want therapeutic dosing of turmeric, you may have to go to the liposomal forms that involve nanotechnology to encapsulate it so that it crosses into through the digestive tract and can potentially cross the blood-brain barrier. And I'll just give a shout-out to our friends at Future Farm Botanicals. It's Future Farm, P-H-A-R-M, who make a liquid turmeric liposome complex, which is great. And you can get it at 888-841-7216, or you can go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman for that. Let's see if we can squeeze in a call about stem cells. Let's hear that.
Hi, I just want to know if stem cells would help rheumatoid arthritis. I have a son with it, and he's ready to go on methotrexate. Thank you.
Yeah, I looked at the literature on that because, you know, I heard this question before. It's pre-recorded. And there are some studies that suggest that stem cells can be beneficial for rheumatoid arthritis, but they're not the highest quality studies. Some of these studies come from China. They're of dubious origin. They're also commissioned by the very same people who promote stem cells, so they're not free of bias. And You know, the idea being is that if you want to regenerate synovial membranes, you just put pluripotent stem cells, either give them via injection in the arm, and they circulate around in the body, and they find a place to do their work, or they go directly to, they can be injected directly into the joints to effect repair. But I got to say that when it comes to high-quality studies, randomized controlled studies that are done at major medical institutions, that there's not a lot of studies that show that there's benefit. And they need probably to work on better delivery systems and maybe prepare the stem cells in such a way that they really work for rheumatoid arthritis. So I can't really say that they don't work, but I'm not convinced they do work. Well, thanks very much for joining us, and thanks for all those great questions. And if you want to become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine, check out drhoffman.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to our great newsletter and download our podcasts. And have yourselves a great weekend and stay safe.